Hello, boobies. Swearing, yeah, I'll come to that. The Apple thing, I guess that died. I did just want to briefly say that I diss Apple quite a bit, but that new Apple Nano, iPod Nano, does look damn cool. I must admit I'm really tempted by one of those. Even though I have no earthly use for it, I still want one. Anyway, maybe I'll turn it into a watch. Anyway, what I wanted to do was just catch up on audio, something that occurred to me today, about this Reverend Terry Jones guy who was threatening to burn copies of the Quran in public. And, you know, I have something to say about this subject, even though it might get me a fatwa. And there's the point of what I want to say. Really, I think this Reverend Terry Jones guy, you know, he wanted to do something that most people would regard as either stupid or insensitive or both. It looks at the moment like he might not do it. That's fine. But in a way, even though he's not going to do it, he's going to end up proving the point that I think he was trying to make. Now, let me just be really clear about this. I think the guy's an idiot. I think he's an attention seeker. I think he's basically dumb and playing to people's basest, you know, their basest thoughts and their racism and their intolerance and all the rest. He basically wants to incite people to hate Islam on the grounds that you know, there's this perception that Islam is a violent religion, and, you know, and he wants to make the point that burning the Quran might incent. Maybe he's not even thought about it this much, but basically, I don't like the guy and I don't like what he proposed to do. But regardless of all of that, he is going to end up proving the point that I think he was basically trying to make, and that is that, you know, Islam, I hate to say it, does have this international reputation for being a violent religion. And what are they doing by, you know, we're seeing on television, people's reaction to his idea of burning the Quran is for lots of Islamics, lots of Muslims to go out into the streets and be violent. Well, what does that prove? I mean, you know, I absolutely get that the vast majority of Muslims are non-violent and are wonderful people that I would be most happy to call my friend. Sure, absolutely, the majority are like that. And if that's the case, why is it that whenever anybody criticises Islam, we see pictures of people being violent on the television and we hear about threats of violence? You know, I mean, I don't know whether or not it's true or whether or not this is just what the press is feeding us, but it certainly seems to be true that I mean, let's just turn this around. We've all done this in our heads. What would we do if somebody wanted to burn our Bible? Well, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd do bugger all, because I'm an atheist. But I'm pretty confident when I say that even the most fervent Christian I know would not turn a hair if you burned a Bible. I mean, I can think of some people who are real God-botherers, real, you know, fervent believers in Christianity, who, you know, their reaction to this would be, I hate to use a biblical reference, but to turn the other cheek. They would just say, meh, you know. And so why is it that Islam can't do that? Why is it that Islam can't show that it's a non-violent religion by behaving in that way and turning the other cheek? There is, I hate to say it, something fundamentally violent about the cultures that happen to be Islamic. Now, whether or not that's a result of Islam or whether or not it's a result of the cultures that people that are Islamic live in, I don't know. I really, it doesn't matter. But what bothers me is that these people are behaving like school bullies. At school, if there was somebody who was known to be violent and dangerous and would hit you for the least little thing, you'd stay away from them, you'd stay out of their radar, you wouldn't look them in the eye, you wouldn't talk to them, you certainly wouldn't say anything nasty about them because it'd get back to them and then you'd get beaten up. And that's exactly the way we're behaving with Islam at the moment. Everybody's so, oh, we mustn't upset them, let's be sensitive, let's just not do anything, let's just pretend that they're not around and you know, we'll say they're nice people. And hopefully they won't come and bomb us again. Now, that's no way to behave. I don't want to be frightened of them. If they're behaving badly, we should be able to say they're behaving badly, just like we would with a bully. Catch you later.